never said I oppose fracking. Show the tape. Put it on your website. Put it on. Put it on the website.
Live from Clark Studios in Rochester, New York. Broadcasting around the world. You're listening to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
Good morning, America. Welcome to another episode of You Made It Political. And good evening, good afternoon to all of you who are tuning in from around the world. I really appreciate everybody who takes time out of their busy schedule to tune in to one of the fastest growing conservative talk shows on the internet today. I appreciate every single one of you. So before we get into the show, I really have to explain something because I made an absolute fool out of myself yesterday. I kept saying Happy Memorial Day, or thank you for joining me here on Memorial Day weekend. And I have some explaining to do. No, I'm not really that much of an idiot, despite what some of you may think, but I'm really not. So yesterday morning, I was listening to a podcast, a political podcaster before my show. And I do that to get me all psyched up and just ramped up. And I learned a little bit from these guys as well, leading into my daily show. And I was listening to a replay of somebody who did their show last Memorial Day weekend. And he was saying, thank you, everybody, for tuning in on this Memorial Day weekend. I appreciate and am honored to spend today with you. So that got stuck in my head. So when I opened my show up yesterday, I kept saying, thank you, everyone, and happy Memorial Day weekend. So a lot of you guys were correcting me live on the show saying, Matt, it's not Memorial Day weekend. It's Labor Day weekend. And I saw all the comments after the show, and I felt like the biggest idiot. So, yes, I knew yesterday was Labor Day weekend, and I just had it in my head based on the podcast that I watched earlier. But thank you guys so much for joining me. I hope you all had a wonderful, wonderful Labor Day weekend. I had a great time. I spent it out in the golf course with my little four-year-old. I hope you guys had a wonderful day throughout the country with your family and friends as we bring summer to a close. Speaking of which, listen, I know a lot of us parents with little kids are dreading going into the school year, especially after what happened last year. The whole mask mandate, it's just out of control. This isn't how I ever in a million years imagined entering pre-K with my son. I never thought this is how I was going to be starting school for my little one. I mean, school's supposed to be an exciting experience. It's supposed to be something that we really look forward to. And to be honest, just like many of you parents out there, I too am dreading the beginning of the school year because parents all over the country are furious with what's going on with these ridiculous mask mandates. And things like this do not help. Stories like this don't help. In Las Vegas, there's student harassment allegations going on right now. Right now, a Las Vegas substitute teacher has been accused of taping masks to her students' faces. I mean, this is what's going on right now. As if the teachers and the unions aren't under enough scrutiny and enough attack and fire by the parents. We now have teachers like this just making it so much worse for them. And it's too bad because, listen, at the end of the day, I know all of you aren't bad people. There's a lot of wonderful teachers out there, a lot of really good people out there who are trying to educate our children and leave politics out of the classroom. I get it. And I applaud you all, especially the conservative teachers out there who have come out against mask mandates and vaccine mandates. I applaud you guys and thank you so much for fighting our corner with us. But there's people like this idiot and others that I've shown on my show that are just really, really making y'all look out to be just the most horrific people on planet Earth. And it's very unfair. So stuff like this is not helping. In Los Angeles, Cook County, Nevada, this teacher this teacher was accused, and I'm going to show you the interview with the mother in just a second, but she was accused of, she was actually accused of, and I'll pull up the article here in a second. Clark County School District said in a statement that it was aware of an isolated incident and is dealing with the employee through proper channels. So what basically happened here is a mother of a nine-year-old boy, okay, a mother of a nine-year-old boy in Las Vegas has been accused, a substitute teacher, nine-year-old boy's mother has accused a substitute teacher of taping a mask onto her son's face after he forgot to wear one when he got up during class for a drink of water. That's it, just a drink of water, okay? It's not like he was being a problem child. It's not like he refused to put the mask on. He got up during class for a drink of water, took the mask off. Mother is obviously furious. I mean, disgustingly furious over the entire thing. It's really too bad. And this is what we're now dealing with in the classroom. She was furious with the situation, reported that she filed a police report. So she has filed a police report against this teacher in Las Vegas. She said, I was scared for my son on what kind of long-term effect it is going to have on him socially. The fact that the entire class was laughing. I mean, these are little kids, for Christ's sake. We do not need this in the classroom. This is bullying. This is bullying. Teachers are bullying these children. The same teachers who you know, kind of told us year after year after year, we don't tolerate bullying in the classroom. We don't tolerate name calling. We don't tolerate fighting. We don't tolerate bullying at all. Well, these superintendents, these principals, these teachers, when they engage in activity like this, when they make kids cry over masks, when they tape masks to children's faces, this is bullying. This is bullying at a level that we've never seen before in the classroom, and they should all be ashamed of themselves. So as we get ready as parents to send our kids into the classroom this week, we can't help but to be horrified and disgusted with what teachers may or may not do to our children. And this is why I personally have been screaming, listen, it's time, people. We need cameras in the classroom. We need cameras. We need cameras in public school classrooms because personally, I don't trust it. I don't trust what they're doing. I'm sickened by what I've seen. When my son was in daycare, they had cameras. I could log in. I could see exactly what's going on at any given moment. So don't even tell me it's for the security of the kids, because that's BS. That's BS. It's to protect the kids. BS, public schools. I'm calling you guys out right now. Because private schools, private daycares have cameras in the classroom. And we are going to start demanding that we put cameras in these classrooms. And if you refuse to do that, it's going to make me question what else is going on in the classroom. Why are you all acting so guilty? What do you have to hide? Why can't we get cameras in the classroom? We need them in the classroom because of situations like this. Let's play the video of the mother of a nine-year-old boy who is furious by the fact that a substitute teacher in Las Vegas, Cook County, Las Vegas, is now taping masks to children's faces if they remove them. Let's watch.
The mom of a local nine-year-old boy is demanding his substitute teacher be fired after she says that a teacher taped a face mask to her son's face when he did not wear it properly in the classroom. She spoke to us under the condition that we not use her name or show her face, worried her son could be further traumatized at school, but wanting other parents to know what is happening in one fourth grade classroom.
I was furious. I was scared for my son on what kind of like long-term effect it's going to have on him socially. The fact that the entire class was laughing.
This mom of a fourth grade student at Reedham Elementary in Mountain's Edge says his substitute teacher stepped way over the line when the nine-year-old failed to properly wear his mask in class.
He went to get a sip of water, forgot to put the mask on. Teacher then did not tell him to put it back on or send him to the office. She instead pulled him up in the front of the classroom in front of all of the students, and she then taped the mask across the top of his face.
The mom says the sub added a second layer of tape from his nose to his forehead, and with tape still on his face, He went to the office to pick up homework he'd forgotten at home and his dad dropped off.
When he went to the office to pick up that homework is when one of the administrators noticed the tape on his face.
Alarmed, that administrator took the tape off of the child and alerted the principal, who went to the classroom to investigate, filling out this report.
And she saw another student, who she thought was my son, with tape on their face as well.
This mom later asked her son had other students also had their masks taped to their face. He said yes. It's been happening in his classroom since the beginning of the school year.
He says that he remembers up to five.
This mom says it is not a political issue. She has no problem with the mask mandate, but says nine-year-olds like her son are often forgetful and should never be punished, purposefully embarrassed in this way.
So this thing is just absolutely disgusting. I mean, that teachers are actually doing this. Now, one thing I will point out, and I'll give this school district a lot of credit because they do deserve credit where credit's due. An administrator saw the tape on the face and reported this. So it's good to know that there are some good people out there, that there are good staff and faculty out there who are actually looking out for our children. So it's absolutely disgusting. Parents are outraged, not just in Las Vegas, not just in Cook County, Las Vegas, but all over the country right now, because we don't trust what's going on in these public schools. So horrible to see as a parent of somebody who's getting ready to send their own four-year-old to school, pre-K this year. This makes me worried. It makes me nervous. We'll stay on top of the story. But, you know, superintendents, you can't blame these teachers for being pissed off. Or these parents. Teachers, you can't blame these parents for being pissed off. They see stories like this all over the country. So if I were a teacher, if I were some of you may be watching this show, you got to reassure these parents that you're not going to engage in this BS, that you're not going to go mask Nazi on our kids, because we already know the teachers' unions are trying to rein a communist regime down on our children. And we need some reassurance from you teachers out there, that you superintendents out there, that you're going to do your best to look after our kids, that you're not going to allow mask bullying by these far left progressive mask Nazi like teachers to strap or tape masks onto the faces of these children. I hope a lawsuit starts. Some of the comments, let's take a look at some of the comments here by some of the parents and teachers over in Cook County, Las Vegas. And this is a great comment here, and I love this one. Tink1967, this is comments over on Rumble.com. If you guys don't follow me over on Rumble, follow me on Rumble. You can look my channel up, You Made It Political. Tink1967 said, can someone please tell me why we have a camera on every corner and nook to monitor American citizens, but they aren't allowed in our schools? And I just raised that point. Very good comment. This should be mandatory in every single school, even the charter schools, with online access to check in and volume to hear the lessons. That is, if they're bothered to teach math, science, etc. So what are we hiding, public schools? What the hell are we hiding? There's a camera on every single freaking street corner. There's a camera in every single daycare center. There's a camera and just everywhere. You have Ring doorbell to check people who are coming to your door. You're videoing people without their authorization when UPS and FedEx drivers and Amazon drivers and food delivery people come to your door. You probably have cameras in your houses. You have cameras surrounding your houses. Why can't we have cameras in a public school system? Our tax dollars are paying for this. Why can't I demand as a taxpayer that I want cameras inside these schools now? So take 1967, great comment. It's exactly what I was thinking, and I'm glad other people are echoing it. This is ridiculous. This type of teacher needs to be named and fired immediately. Yes, she does, and I bet she will be. Phoenix says, I believe as a society, we've come to the point where we need to start having a psychological evaluation on our educators working in their classroom. They seem to be easily unhinged. I think so. And it's not just teachers that are becoming unhinged here. It's not just teachers. It's the far left, progressive liberals that are becoming completely unhinged. It's not a Democratic thing. I'm not going to blame it on the Democrats. I am absolutely going to point the finger on our supercharged liberal communist mask Nazis, which a lot of them belong to the teachers unions here. A lot of them. I mean, this whole pandemic, this whole BS, this whole nonsense has been scripted and dictated by the teachers unions. Why are we allowing this as a country? Because the teachers unions are Biden's number one vote, or number one donor for the political campaign. So you better believe Biden is now the teachers union's little bitch, because he is. This is what's going on. Trump warned of us this. He warned us of all of this. This is why Trump fought back. Trump didn't owe anybody anything. He didn't have to bow down to the teachers unions. He didn't take political donations for his campaign from the teachers unions. And he did it, and he denied it and refused it on purpose because he did not want to owe anybody anything. So now we got Dr. Jill Biden and Joe Biden, who has to bend over to the teachers unions and now dictate down to every state, this is what we're doing. And this is why they are furious with the Republican states and the conservative states, who are saying, you know what? Screw you, Biden. We're not participating in this experiment. We're not falling in line to your communist regime that you're pushing on the public school system. We're not doing it. And we have, thank God, people like Governor DeSantis down in Florida going even further and saying, and I will sue and I will fine and I will hold money from every single school district that defies my executive order that says you are not allowed to impose a mask mandate. Try it, and I will withhold state funding from you all. So thank God we have governors like Abbott and DeSantis who are fighting against the Biden administration, who are standing up to the teachers' unions. Because we all know Biden can't do it. He owes them. So it's game over for Democratic states. But the Republic states, we got to encourage them to keep fighting. What's also is insane, absolutely insane, is that my kid, my four-year-old, okay, has to be muzzled this week while this is going on all over the country. This is going on. Tens of thousands of students, okay, are gathering at football games, college football games, no masks, no social distancing. How does this make sense? We'll let that load for just a second. But we know that college games have begun last fall. Let's get back to that now. We'll take a look at what's going on here. This, it was what's going on all over the country. I mean, you guys get the point. Look at this. And I'm happy for these people. I really am. I'm happy for the college students. I'm happy for everybody who is out there living a normal life. But I just don't understand. I don't get it. I don't understand how college football is allowed to gather and pack their stadiums. 50, 60,000 people, tens of thousands of people all over the country, no masks, no social distancing, which I applaud, by the way. Don't get me wrong. I thought we should have ended the mask mandate a year ago. To be honest, I don't think we should have ever started the mask mandate. But our children are now being sent back to school this week, muzzled up, social distance. And we're allowing this to happen all over the country. It just doesn't make sense. So it just goes to show that corruption plays a very, very big part in this pandemic, and that it's all for political and financial gain. Biden can't control the colleges. Why? Because we pay with our own money. They don't owe Biden anything. They don't care. Biden doesn't owe them anything. It's private money. So they don't need state-funded taxpayer dollars to stay open. And this is what's happening. Governor Cuomo in New York State threatened to withhold funds for anybody who defies his mandate. Well, the states can't do that to the private schools because we pay the bills, not the state taxpayers' dollars. So it just blows my mind. We know the deal. And if this wasn't insane enough, we now have... Okay, listen. Last year, if you guys remember, we were applauding our doctors and our nurses. They were heroes. We were applauding our first responders for being out there on the front line, for taking care of everybody during the pandemic. Well, things have kind of taken a turn for the worse here. The doctors have got a little bit ahead of themselves and have seemed to have forgotten that they're supposed to be taking care of the sick, no matter what, at all costs. They seem to have forgotten that when they signed up to be a doctor, they were going to be putting themselves in situations that could potentially harm them or maybe even kill them. Now, our nurses have been superstars and have reminded all of us what it means to be a nurse, what it means to take care of people at all costs. Our doctors, however, have gotten greedy. They have been bought and paid for by Big Pharma. They've fallen hostage to Big Pharma. They're peddling. We know the deal with doctors, okay? But this is disgusting. This is what really pisses me off here. We now have doctors in Florida. We now have doctors in Florida, okay, who are now refusing unvaccinated in-person patients. How is this allowed? Well, it's allowed certainly because they have private business. That's why it is allowed, but it's disgusting. It doesn't negate the fact how disgusting this whole thing is. So we now have more of these doctors coming up, and we've seen it. More and more doctors are now starting to refuse unvaccinated in-person patients. Now, here's the key. Here's the trick here. See, you can't just refuse patients, okay? You cannot segregate like that. And these doctors know it. They would have a lawsuit up their ass like they've never seen before. You're not, as a doctor, you are not allowed to refuse business to anybody, without a lawsuit following. So what this one doctor did, very crafty here, she actually refusing unvaccinated in-person patients. In-person patients. So she's getting away with this because she's allowed to still offer tele-advice or internet advice. That's how she's getting away with it. So I'll break down the article and read to you guys a little bit here. So we got doctors in Florida now. A Florida doctor said that she will not be accepting in-person patients who have not been vaccinated against the coronavirus. Lisa Maracini said in a letter to patients that starting September 15th, unvaccinated individuals would no longer be accepted for in-person services, so that her practice will, quote, no longer subject our patients and staff to unnecessary risks. This is corruption. This is fraud. This is this doctor selling out to Big Pharma. Big Pharma has probably come down on these doctors and threatened them and said, you need to get as many people jabbed up as possible. We have got to hit our targets. We've got to make our money. As if the $50, $60 billion we did last year isn't enough. We want more. And doctors, you better fall in line if you want us to keep paying your insurance bills. This is the level of corruption that we are right now in America. This has nothing to do with protecting our patients from unnecessary risks. We know that. This has everything to do with Big Pharma setting the rules and making these doctors follow suit. And they've been doing it since the beginning of the pandemic. This whole thing has been blown out of proportion. So when I call the pandemic a scam, I don't mean that COVID doesn't exist. Of course it exists. The scam is how far we've pushed the boundaries here. The scam is what we're doing to our children. The scam is what our doctors are now doing to patients. The scam is what Big Pharma is doing. That's the scam. The fact that politicians and Big Pharma and Big Tech are making a fortune out of this. by politicizing it and continuing to ram a vaccine down our throats that a lot of us just don't feel the need to take. That's the scandemic part of it. So this doctor in Florida, she says, I'm not servicing you guys anymore. This is a public health emergency. The health of the public takes priority over the rights of any given individual in the situation. So what do you mean the health of the public takes priority? How about the unvaccinated? They need treatment too. What about all the people that can't get vaccinated? What about all the people that will have adverse reactions to getting vaccinated? What about them? And listen, I don't care what you think about the vaccine itself. This is a violation of our constitutional rights in the sense that we are allowing our healthcare industry now to participate in medical segregation. How is this legal? How is this allowed? It's not. It is absolutely illegal, which is why she has worded it. She has worded it so that she's saying, I am not going to see patients who are unvaccinated in person. That's how she's getting around it. And of course, we won't hear from civil liberty lawyers because they have been absent throughout this entire thing. They haven't showed up anywhere. Let's see what the American people have to say about the absolute ridiculousness of this Florida doctor, this doctor in Florida, refusing service to the vaccinated. Doug says, not a doctor I would trust anyway. Absolutely. I mean, any doctor who's going to pick and choose what patients they serve is not a doctor I would trust. Judy says, so you don't discriminate against color, gender, but against unvaccinated? That's exactly what she's doing. She's discriminating. Your oath isn't worth the paper it's written on. It is discrimination. It is discrimination. Whether she can legally get away with it or not, it's 100% discrimination. Not seeing unvaccinated people in person is discrimination. Lisa Clark says, bogus. This is not following the Hippocratic oath. She is essentially picking and choosing which patients she will treat, which is discriminatory. And I hope this doctor gets roasted. I hope she gets roasted. I hope she gets fried. I hope every single patient leaves her practice and she goes bankrupt over this and never gets to practice again, because this is exactly what she deserves. By the way, patients who have been fully vaccinated are also getting the virus, which we all know is just, we know that's the deal. We know it doesn't make sense. Renata says, so what about all her patients and possibly herself who wind up with COVID despite the shot? She's clearly not following the science. As the science goes, you can still contract and transmit it with the shot and really more. So since you may not show symptoms, so you're walking around with it as you're fine. What about all these people? What about these people? So this is what doctors are doing now. They're discriminating against the unvaccinated. It's disgusting. Anyone who is on board with this is just as guilty as discrimination. Restaurants, doctors are now doing it. We can pack college football stadiums, tens of thousands of people, but our kids have to wear a muzzle when there's only like 12 kids in a classroom. 15 kids, 20 kids. They all got to wear muzzles. Tens of thousands of people can flood college football games last weekend. The NFL is about to start Thursday. Packed stadiums, no masks, no social distancing. But our children have to sit in a classroom of maybe 30 people with their desks roughly 2 to 3 feet apart, no problem, with a mask on, indoors. Maybe a few minutes mask break. Disgusting. The whole thing is absolutely disgusting. I'll be right back.
You Made It Political would not have been possible without this book right here, Expert Secrets, by my man, Russell Brunson. Russell Brunson wrote this book to help people like you and I become leaders in our space, to gain an audience and a public following that respects, loves, and watches our shows on a daily basis. Expert Secrets will help you find your voice and give you the confidence to become a leader. It'll show you how to build a mass movement of people whose lives you can affect. And most importantly, it'll teach you how to become an expert authority in your field where people actually pay you for your advice. The best part about Expert Secrets is it's absolutely free. You just pay for shipping, whether you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, a podcaster or a live YouTube streamer, you want to grab a copy of this book. It'll teach you everything from building your audience to driving traffic to making this a full-time job so you can get paid for your passion.
Welcome back to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
So guys, before we get into the rest of the show, welcome back, by the way. Before we get into the rest of the show, I do want to read some of the comments from those of you who are taking the time to post them up on my wall. For those of you who are just joining us, we've spoken a lot about the fact that kids are not going back to school muzzled up despite college football games, tens of thousands of people packing the stadiums, no social distancing, no masking. We've also discussed the fact that a mother of a 9-year-old child over in Cook County, Las Vegas, has now pressed charges against a substitute teacher who taped a mask to her son's face. So parents are uneasy. They're furious. They're frustrated. A lot of great comments here. Kirk posted up on our wall today here in the show, to hell with the kudos when it comes to administrators or anyone recognizing the unethical act after the fact. It's too late. Kirk, I completely agree with you. If we're recognizing these things after the fact, absolutely. The only reason that they're recognizing it is because they got caught. It's too late. Absolutely right. I from what I understood in this story over in Las Vegas, that the administrator actually saw the situation and was furious herself about it. That's what I'm giving credit to. Any administrator, any teacher who actually realizes that there's a problem before it's made aware to the public, before they've got caught, those are the teachers that I'm actually giving credit to. Jennifer says, wondering how many more schools are abusing the kids. Parents need to get these damn muzzles off the kids. Absolutely. This is why I want cameras in the public classroom. Lots of great comments here over on our wall. Your kids need to be heard. We must stick up for them. Yes, Jennifer, we absolutely do. Thank you. Jennifer, I also want to highlight, so this can be, you can share this live. Jennifer's also said, March for Freedom today for no mandates at all. Teachers, nurses, Americans invited to 4 to 6 p.m. in front of URMC. It looks like in Rochester, New York, they are dialing up the protests. And I know Shannon Joy, one of Rochester's most supportive. I mean, I can't sing praises enough about Shannon Joy. For those of you who don't know, Shannon Joy is, if you're fighting medical freedom, you got to check her out. She's doing a great job. Just go on her Facebook page, Shannon Joy. She's leading the charge for the medical freedom movement. Nurses are about to lose their license, including my sister. My sister, who is also a nurse. I'm not going to name the hospital just to kind of protect her privacy here, but she is also a nurse in the Rochester, New York area. She's about to lose her job September 27th. All the nurses, all the medical professionals need to be vaccinated, or not only are they going to lose their job, but they may risk losing their license. It's disgusting. It's tyranny. It's government overreach. And again, it's corruption and fraud. Total corruption, total fraud. If you're vaccinated, you're protected. The chance of you dying from COVID-19 is a lot less, which is great. I'm glad that it's actually decreasing people's chances of dying. It's not eliminating it, obviously. Like the flu, you get a flu shot, you're going to get the flu. Like COVID, you get the COVID vaccine, you're going to still probably, there's a chance you're going to get COVID. Except with the vaccine, from what medical experts are saying, there's a lot less chance of you dying. So if that's the case, why are we firing everybody who's not vaccinated? Why are we worrying about these people? It's up to them. If they don't want to get vaccinated, leave them be. Why are we firing everybody? If you're protected by being vaccinated, that's all you need to concern yourself with. So why are we going as far as to start firing people? Well, nurses aren't the only people who are quitting. Nurses all over the country are quitting. We're about to have, the real healthcare crisis is not going to be the pandemic soon. Trust me, people. The real healthcare crisis is going to be how understaffed America's hospitals are about to be. Because people like my sister, people like Shannon Joy's mother, who you can listen to live every night here in Rochester, New York, 1180 WHAM, 9 p.m., Shannon Joy goes live. Great friend of mine and just huge supporter, huge activist, one of the thousands that are fighting for medical freedom all over the country. They are all about to lose their job, but nurses are not the only ones. Who else is about to lose their job? Well, over in Seattle, we'll head over to Twitter here. Over in Seattle, we are seeing now Seattle could lose over 200 cops due to COVID vaccine mandates. So nurses aren't the only ones who are bailing. We're trying to pull up the title here. It's not working, so we'll leave that be. But Seattle could lose over 200 cops due to COVID. Vaccine mandates. There we go. We got the right title there. So Seattle could lose over 200 cops. Police officers are now quitting all over the country. Seattle could lose over 200 cops due to COVID vaccine mandates. Report says over 200 Seattle police officers are about to lose their jobs over the city's COVID-19 vaccine mandate because they've either not received the jab or they refuse to get it. Isn't it interesting? Isn't it interesting that we are about to throw away, or throw out all of our first responders who were considered heroes last year? Heroes. And we're now about to just toss them to the curb like they don't matter, like they never mattered. What happened to the heroes? What happened to the first responders saving America last year, one COVID patient at a time? What happened to these people? I thought they were heroes. Now we're just going to fire them? I mean, we already have a shortage of nurses in America, which is why the hospitals are constantly over capacity. They're not over capacity. They're understaffed. Firing these nurses is not going to help. Firing our cops, we already have a very, very serious issue, especially in Democratic cities. And now they want to fire police who already risk their lives every day for us, who we already know are being defunded and can barely do their jobs, who are scared to do their jobs. I mean, these people don't want a job in law enforcement to begin with. And now we're going to come down on them and say, hey, and by the way, as if things aren't shitty enough for you, get the jab or beat it. We know we put your life on the line every single day. We know you're going up against increased crime in Democratic cities because we're defunding you. Oh, and by the way, get the jab or get fired. Shit. If I was a police officer, I would go with getting fired right now. Why would I tolerate this? Why would I, in a million years, as a law enforcement officer or as a nurse, deal with this nonsense? Nurses are underpaid to begin with. Officers are severely underpaid to begin with for what they do. Both protect our front lines. Both are out there every single day. Doctors aren't. Doctors are sitting there discriminating against patients, being paid $200,000-$300,000 a year to do it. Doctors are making peanuts. Law enforcement agencies are making crap income. And the very people that are protecting our front line, the very people who are out there risking their lives every single day, are getting crapped on, are being told if you don't get the jab, you're fired. What's going on here? This, to me, seems like there's more to it than just a mandate. This, to me, looks like America is under attack. We are under attack domestically. I will go as far as to say this is tyranny. This is tyranny. Forget, hey, if you don't be careful, tyranny is going to come to America. Government overreach is just around the corner. Around the corner, it's freaking here. This is tyranny. This is domestic terrorism. Because they are taking out our first responders. If you take out your first responders, you have nobody to protect our cities. You have nobody to protect our sick. And if nobody's going to protect these people, guess what's going to happen? Crime's going to go up and more Americans are going to die. So if you take out these nurses, forget what you feel about the unvaccinated. Forget doctors discriminating against unvaccinated patients. If we don't have nurses to staff our hospitals because they're all being fired if they don't get the jab, then whether you're vaccinated or not, you're not getting medical treatment. And we're not just talking about nurses here. We're talking about surgeons, neurosurgeons, physicians, everybody in healthcare. We've seen walkouts now across hospitals in America, throughout America. 30, 40% drop these hospitals are seeing, which is the only reason they are over capacity. Again, not because they're out of beds, because they don't have enough staff. And we're now going to alienate them, the very people that we applauded and praised and put on a pedestal, rightly so, all last year, are now being fired. So Seattle could now lose over 200 cops due to COVID vaccine mandates. They are now joining the BS medical tyranny that hospitals have joined over the last few months. And if you think for a second that these cops are going to change your mind and bend over for big pharma, if you think our nurses are going to bend over for big government, you got another thing coming, people. It's not going to happen. There's people out there who are going to bend over to the jab. They're going to say, you know what? I really need to pay my bills. We all need to pay our bills. But there's going to be people who are going to sell out to it. They're going to bend over. They're going to say, you know what? I need to keep my job. They're going to roll up their sleeve and get the jab. That's a very few people, though, in the grand scheme of things. The majority of these people that I speak to, military, nursing, law enforcement, they're not doing it. And they're not doing it not because they're afraid of the vaccine. They're not going to do it because they're fighting for freedom to decide. They're fighting for medical freedom. It's the only reason I haven't gotten it. The only reason I have not got vaccinated is not because I'm nervous. It's not because I saw how many people are dying from it. It's not because I get myself all worked up over the VAERS report. It's not because the CDC or Johnson & Johnson has scared me with blood clots. It's none of that. It's one thing and one thing only. I am fighting for medical freedom. And I fight for that every single day. And I'll continue to fight for our nurses and our law enforcement officers and our military. I may get it one day. And I'll still fight for medical freedom. I will never stop fighting for medical freedom. Because as Americans, as U.S. citizens, per our Constitution, we demand to be able to choose what's best for us, our body, our choice, right? Well, our body, our choice only seems to be in effect when the Democrats want to abort children, want to abort babies. That's the only time our body, our choice doesn't seem, you know, doesn't really seem to matter. So our body, our choice, if you want to abort babies, well, not in Texas anymore. They've just come out against it. And you have the Democrats now saying, oh, well, what happened to all the Republicans screaming, my body, my choice? Well, technically, a baby, a fetus, is not your body. So technically, it's not really your choice. It's not your DNA. Charlie Kirk put it best. I listened to a brilliant thing by Charlie Kirk a few weeks ago, and someone went on the show, or somebody was there while Charlie Kirk was publicly speaking, and he said, hey, Charlie, the biggest thing I get a lot of time is, or the biggest debate, the biggest argument I find myself in constantly is when people say, hey, I thought it was my body, my choice. Charlie Kirk said, hold on, let me help you out here. Let me help you squash this argument. It's not your DNA, therefore it's not your choice. And he's absolutely right. And I've been actually pro-choice, full disclosure here, people. I've actually been pro-choice when it came to abortion. But I'm starting to lean the pro-life side. Because when it comes down to it, and I'll show you a picture here. This picture here, I'll pull it up in just a second. But there's a protest going on, and somebody posted a really good illustration, which led me to think, you know what? Maybe pro-life is the way to go. Maybe pro-life is the only way. Because at the end of the day, a newborn or an unborn baby inside of a woman's body isn't actually that woman's body. So the whole my choice or my body, my choice argument kind of goes out the window. And I'm just trying to pull up this graphic for you because I thought it was a brilliant illustration. Here it is here. This really got me thinking. This really got me thinking. Let's see if I can pull it up here for y'all. This was just a phenomenal graphic. And the picture's worth you hanging in there for. So I apologize. We didn't have this pulled up before the show. But I'm gonna pull it up for you all right now and shrink it down so you can see this wonderful graphic here. But here's the picture, and I think it's phenomenal. And it basically says, your body, not your body, not your choice. So it's always been about choice. It's always been about choice. So the whole argument of, well, what happened to my body, my choice when it comes to abortion? Well, technically, it's not really your body, is it? Therefore, is it your choice? So the Democrats continue to threaten everybody. They continue to fire law enforcement. They continue to fire everybody who does not stand up against medical tyranny. We're seeing it in many industries. Employers in the private sector have already got to their employees. We're now seeing it in the public sector with law enforcement. We've seen it in the medical sector with nurses and how many are walking out. None of this would have happened under Trump. None of it. Trump was about freedom of choice. Trump was about protecting the Constitution and our rights. When you have a far left liberal party running the show in America, this is what we get. We get socialism, borderline communism. I mean, communism, I used to exaggerate a year ago. Communism, it's coming. I never really believed myself. But how can you not now? Communism is here. Communism is on our doorstep. This is communism. It all starts with one little, hey, just do this. Now do this. Now do jumping jacks. Now do backflips. Now dive off that diving board. There's no water in the pool, but don't worry. Just trust us. And everybody's like, okay. Just have your kids wear a mask one more year. What the hell? One more year? Why? Why? We're following the science. The science says they don't need it. They don't need it. And we can listen to argument after argument after argument about the science. You know, we could scream at school board members all we want until we're blue in the face. They don't care. Teachers unions don't care. It's not about the science. Never been about the science. Never has it been about the science. If it was about the science, we would have another H1N1 flu on our hands like we did a couple years ago. That was an attempt. H1N1 was an attempt by Big Pharma. If we didn't have President Trump as the president at that time, we would have seen this whole vaccine movement push up a couple years. Because when they got rid of religious exemptions for children in school, that was around the same time H1N1 surfaced in America, and Big Pharma tried it. If you don't recall, let me remind you guys. Big Pharma tried it then. People were dying from a vaccine that was going to cure H1N1. 27 deaths, and they pulled the plug on it immediately. Why? Because Republicans were in control. 27 deaths, and they pulled the plug. How many deaths have we had from VAR? Theirs, something like 6,000. I know a lot of you guys like to quote 12,000 plus. The CDC did go in and they kicked out about 6,000. There's about 6,000 plus deaths that people claim have to do with the vaccine. About 6,000. 6,000. Back in the day of H1N1, there were only 27,000 and they scrapped the whole thing. Well, now that we have the Democrats in charge, that the Big Pharma could push around, now that we have Biden as the president who doesn't even know where he is half the time, the sharks went in for the kill. And now we have all of this mess on our hands. This is why we have got to sort this situation out in 2022. We have got to take back control of the House. We have got to take back control of the Senate in 2024. We have got to get a Republican back in the White House. It has to happen, people. It has to happen. Otherwise, there's no way we are going to be a free country come 2024 if we don't start to fix this nonsense right now. CNN's not helping. Good news is CNN and their ratings and the mainstream is absolutely shitting the bed. MSNBC and CNN ratings are so bad, they haven't been this low in years. I mean, they're horrendous. I've been following the CNN ratings, the mainstream ratings, for months now. They are so bad right now, people. How bad are they? Let's take a look at this, because this is really good to see. So CNN and their ratings are at all-time lows. Fox News continues to dominate. And you know, we have to think about this logically for a second. Why are CNN and MSNBC, why are their ratings at all-time lows? It's because people are sick of fake news. It's because people are sick of the fear-mongering. So this kind of gives me hope, to be honest. Because if you think about it, if CNN was number one, if MSNBC and all the other fear-mongering mainstream media sites or companies were number one, two, three, four, I'd be very scared for America right now. That tells me that most Americans buy into this nonsense. But the fact that CNN's ratings are so low, at all-time lows, that gives me hope. The fact that Fox News is number one spot, the fact that we don't even see CNN on the charts until way down in the ratings, leads me to believe most Americans aren't buying into this. So just how low are they? How low are CNN's ratings? So when it comes to network ratings last month, Fox News Channel didn't just come out on top, but CNN and MSNBC fared particularly poorly. I mean, really poor. Last month, CNN had its worst month in weekday primetime total viewers since June 2019. A press release from the network was still able to brag, at least they outperformed MSNBC, which, come on people, doesn't say much. I mean, so what, you beat out MSNBC? That's not saying much. So although they're bragging about the network performing well with the key demographic of viewers 25 to 55 years old, the top five best performing shows in the demo were on Fox News Channel. So top five news channels, all Fox right now, all Fox. All of the top five shows were Fox News Channel. The Rachel Maddow Show slipped from third place and fell to sixth, which was still the most popular show not on Fox News Channel. The most popular show from CNN didn't come until Cuomo prime time in the 22nd place. In fact, 94 of the top 100 shows, 94 of the top 100 shows were all Fox News Channel. That tells, see, something doesn't add up. It doesn't add up that America is under hostage. Who is controlling here? I thought the media controlled the American people. Well, this tells me otherwise. This suggests otherwise. Because people aren't watching CNN. The ratings have plummeted. MSNBC and many other of the far left kind of progressive mainstream media companies here or outlets. People aren't watching them. Ratings are plummeting. 94 of the top 100 shows were all Fox News Channel shows. So what's going on here? Why are we, if the majority of Americans are not buying into the nonsense anymore, why are we buying into big pharma, big government, big tech overreach? Who's allowing this to happen? Who's calling the shots? Who's pulling the strings here? Because it's not the media anymore, because their ratings have plummeted. So the majority of Americans, they're not buying into the fear-mongering. So what is it? Have we just lost our way as Americans? Have we lost the courage to fight? Do we not have the guts anymore that our parents and our grandparents had to go up against tyranny? Because again, it's not the mainstream media playing their mind games like they used to be able to. So who is manipulating the American people? Who's running the show here? Let's see what the American people have to say about the fact that CNN's ratings have plummeted and Fox News is now dominating the headlines. Butch says that's where corrupted news networks, CNN, and most slanted news and bigoted commentaries, MSNBC, belong, down the toilet. Both cannot be trusted to tell the truth. Kyle says this is what happens when you have people bought and paid for by the puppet masters, people who could care less about the truth. I include all media. They are all feckless hacks. CNN Muckrakers has become far too opinionated, and MSNBC is downright vile, creating animosity and chaos. Yes, they are. Kathleen is exactly right. Get back to reporting the news, and I will form my own opinions. Same with the CDC. CDC, get back in your freaking box. Suggest, recommend, but you're not law. Department of Health, you're not law. Kathy Hochul, New York State governor now, passed the buck onto the New York State Department of Health, and we all sit here and are going to take it as gospel. They're BS mandates for school for kids. Why? We don't have to. It's not law. Yesterday, I did a segment on the fact that the Department of Health is now calling the shots. Why are the Department of Health calling the shots? Because we've been brainwashed into believing that they have a leg to stand on when it comes to mandating masks in schools. They do not. But we as the American people have not fought up against the overreach. So nothing's going to change, people, unless we actually get off our ass, get out there, and fight this nonsense. Kathleen's exactly right. How about the health departments, the government, the mainstream media, get back to guiding the American people, not dictating. I, unlike some, don't need to be told what or how to think. People, wake up. Viewers, do your research too, and not depend on one source. And that goes for everybody. It goes for Fox. It goes for CNN. It goes for Newsmax, One America News Network. Both sides need to do their research, because our inability to research and take a look at both sides is exactly why we're in this freaking mess in the first place. So as we get ready, parents across the country, to send their kids back to school, at least here on the East Coast, I'm not sure if the kids over in the West have started back yet, but as we get ready to send the kids back, we need to stand up for them. Somebody's got to stand up for these kids. We have got to show the Department of Health, the CDC, the government, that we, the people, are in charge here. We run the show. We decide what's best for us and our children. So nurses, law enforcement agencies, military service men and women, keep fighting for freedom of rights, freedom of speech, freedom, right to bear arms, and freedom to choose medically. My body, my choice. Not just when the Democrats say it's your choice, but always. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We're here live every day at 10 a.m. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to You Made It Political with Matt Clark. Be sure to like, follow, or subscribe to the show, or leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like our show or want to know more, check out YouMadeItPolitical.com.